The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, episode 37. Welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino. As always, we are so glad you're here joining us, spending your time with us this week. I want to just say, you know, I've been off the air for a little bit. The air? Yeah, I guess I'm on the air. I've been off for a little bit. Things got a little busy with school and other projects, so I just kind of had to put this to the side for about 2 weeks there. But I'm back. I'm back. And oh goodness, do we have a couple things to talk about now? But before we jump into this week's topics, I want to remind you guys, as always, about the store at coffeebreakliberty.com. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's a tab for the store, and I want you to click on it. And when you do, you're going to see mugs, laptop cases, phone cases, t-shirts, bumper stickers, the best stuff. The best stuff. With the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them, and other libertarian-esque and anarchist-type symbology and stuff like that on them. So I want you to go to coffeebreakliberty.com and check it out. But when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, wait around on the main page for about 10 to 15 seconds, and you should get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And I'm telling you, sign up for that newsletter, because I'm not going to flood your inbox with newsletters. But what you are going to get right when you sign up for that newsletter is a 15% discount code for 15% off of your first order from the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com and get yourself a mug. The first topic I want to talk about in this episode is what came out recently from the Department of Homeland Security. So there was a memo that came out recently. And it talked about, you know, redefining, we see these every once in a while, redefining who is considered a threat and what, you know, constitutes a threat and what kind of behavior constitutes, you know, a threat to our democracy or whatever. And recently in it, the most recent one put out by the Department of Homeland Security was that if you question the narrative, if you question the narrative that is put forth by the government, you can be labeled a terrorist for that. What? What kind of world are we living in, man? I mean, we've seen this before. I remember years ago, during the Obama administration, veterans were placed higher on the list of people that Department of Homeland Security and FBI and all that needed to watch out for. So now we've graduated from people that were veterans, you know, 8 years ago to now, we need to, hey, people that might question the narrative, we need to worry about them. We need to label them terrorists. And it's not the first time we've seen it. Sadly, it won't be the last, but it is another example. As I bring them to you all the time, it is another example of what the ruling class, the elites, what they think of you and I. They don't think we should be allowed to think for ourselves. They think that us actually thinking for ourselves is a danger to them. It is such a danger they are willing to label us terrorists. And what happens when they label somebody a terrorist? Well, we're still and forever on the, you know, we're in the war on terror. We're still in the war on terror forever. So that gives them kind of free rein to do whatever they want. These are the hoops that they will have to jump through. You know, they have to jump through these hoops to label you something, right? If they label you, like, right, if the police label you a threat, an armed and dangerous threat in your area, that gives them more precedence. It gives them more leeway to hurt you, no questions asked, right? To kill you. This is exactly what this is. This is the DHS using their federal powers that just came out of nowhere. You know, about 20 years ago, being allowed to call you, me, anybody, this podcast, this is, you know, according to that memo, this is a terrorist. This is a podcast of a bunch of terrorists. Congratulations. You've now been labeled a terrorist by your government. It gives them more leeway to treat you with harm and violence by doing so. Like I said, it's not the first time we've seen them do that to a group of people, you know, name them something that they're not like that. We've seen it, though, since the forever, right? Co-conspirators. Oh, they're conspiracy theorists and things like that. They want to attach a label to you that makes you the bad guy. It's what they've been doing forever. You know, if you question the narrative, not, you know, a year ago, you were a conspiracy theorist. Now, not only are you a conspiracy theorist, you're now possibly a terrorist because you question the narrative. The same narrative that told you there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that you were going to get anthrax mailed to you, that told you there was only one solution to get rid of COVID, only one, and that you had to take a vaccine. Even though most people in the world haven't had the vaccine, and COVID seems to be on its way out. The same narrative. These are the same people that are trying to convince you that what's going on in Ukraine is important, where 13% of the voting populace believes that American soldiers need to be in Ukraine. A place I'm willing to bet maybe 10% of the American populace can find on a map. So if you question that narrative, you're a terrorist. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're a danger to those around you. This is the language they will use. The same language they have used for a long time in other governments, not just the U.S. government. What did we see during World War I? You had the Sedition Act. You couldn't write, you know, during World War I, you could not write anti-war essays and things like that. You would be charged with sedition. You would be charged with a crime. Now, they don't charge you with sedition these days, but they just change the definition of what a terrorist is. Or they'll make, you know, what is it you see now? Oh, you're spreading misinformation. You're a danger. You're a danger to society because you are spreading misinformation. Hey, man, maybe the information I'm spreading ain't all right. You know, maybe it's not. Fair enough. But coming from a government with a track record that has invaded two countries for no reason whatsoever in the last 20 years, displaced millions, killed over 100,000 to 200,000 people. Let me spread some misinformation, guys. You know, if you're really worried about me spreading some misinformation, check yourself first. The same people that are worried about you and me thinking freely for ourselves are the same ones that in 2020 said we were not essential. Said that feeding ourselves, working to feed ourselves, keep a roof over our head, feed our families, wasn't essential. It was better we stay home and go hungry than go outside and work. Those people are calling you and me terrorists. And that's why I hear you, if you've been around for a while, you'll rarely hear me go, oh, the left or the right, and go after one or the other. I always go after the ruling class. Because that's who it is. It's the elite ruling class doing this. Whether they're left or right doesn't matter. If they're harming you, trying to harm you, that's what matters. Left or right, that doesn't matter. People get so worried about, oh, well, are they a Democrat or Republican? If you think there is any difference between the two, you're lost. You're lost. You may like the lies one of them tells you over the lies the other one tells you, but it doesn't matter. Doesn't make a difference. That's one of those paradigms that we need to break. And hopefully if you're spending more and more time here, I can help you break that paradigm that you're in, right? This left versus right. That's just a distraction. It's not left versus right. It's not the rich versus the poor. It's the ruling class, which generally happens to be rich. But there are poor people that pull some strings. Not a lot, but there are some. It is the ruling class, though. That's the threat. That's the enemy. That's the one that wants to hurt you. Not the left or the right. So that always reminds me, too. Well, 40 years ago, the party switched. Well, if the party switched, what does it matter? That means they're both crap. They're both garbage. If they can just switch like that, whatever the heck that even means, it's honestly That's the talk, that's the language that, you know, NPCs use. People that cannot think for themselves. They saw it once in a history book, or their friend posted it on Facebook years ago, and they thought, you know what, I'm gonna roll with that for the rest of my life. You know, and 40 years ago, the party switched. What are you even talking about? I'm telling you, if you're rolling around with that stuff in your head right now, get rid of it. Dump it. It ain't gonna work here. It ain't gonna fly. The parties didn't switch. It doesn't matter. It's the ruling class, not the parties. It's not one party over the other. It's the ruling class that is labeling you and me terrorists. They think we are a threat to our democracy. Our democracy. Get out of here. What does our democracy even mean? What did you and I contribute to it? Maybe we voted once or twice. Oh, it's our democracy. Dip, dip, dip. Come on now. Get over it. That's the stuff you're going to hear on the nightly news from Lester Holt, right? Every night at 6 p.m. he's going to say something about our democracy. You got it real figured out if you use language like that. You got it figured out. No, no, no. They got you figured out, man. I'm telling you. If you use language like our democracy, what we, and you refer to as the whole country, are going to do about it. No, there's no we. There's no our. They've got you programmed. They've got you so wrapped up in that second grade history book. You need to break that when you come here. I know I went off on a tangent there. I usually do. But yeah, I just wanted to point that out. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, another unconstitutional organization, by the way, thinks you and I are terrorists. Or they at least have, you know, the memo, the legal precedence, so they think, to label us terrorists. How nice. But of course, I just can't come here and rant about it, right? I've got to offer some solutions. I've got to offer something uplifting. So here's the uplifting part of all this. We see it for what it is. It's kind of a slap in the face, yes, that they have the cojones to post it online. This is what we're going to call you now. But now we know what it is. We know their game. We have to remember that the head of this right now, you know, the figurative head, the figurehead, is a guy that can't construct a sentence. We are going to win this. I say it often because I believe it, and it's the truth. We are going to win this. I mean, they're resorting to calling us terrorists for questioning the narrative, which is exactly what we were all told to do anyways. If you went to any kind of public school, they would speak to you out of both sides of their mouths, right? They tell you, oh, well, you need to question everything, but don't question anything in this history class or this government class. This is all approved by the state. Don't question that. Because if you question it now, you might be a terrorist later on in your life. Well, we kind of flipped the script on them there, didn't we? We're gonna win this. The second topic that I want to talk about in this week's podcast is the political gamemanship in Georgia going on right now. So if you've been paying attention to what's going through the committees and the Congress and the House and all that and whatever is trying to get its way to Governor Kemp's desk, the big thing, the big one, is constitutional carry. Now, I am a fan of constitutional carry. But this is the political gamemanship that they are playing. They have sat on it for 3 years. 3 years they've sat on it. And they've waited till now an election year to get it through. And they're going to get it through. I'm very sure of that, which means something will happen and it probably won't go through because, you know, whenever I'm sure of something, it never happens. But let's presume that I'm right and it goes through. This is just gamemanship, right? This is them trying to play us for patsies, play us for fools. Nobody's been called a patsy in 100 years. But they're trying to play us for fools. They think that you and I won't notice that they sat on this for 3 years. They are hoping we won't notice. And here's the sad thing. Most people won't. I mean, we've talked about it before. Over 30% of the population votes straight ticket every time. Both parties rely on this. Both of the major parties rely on that. They can count on it every election. They know that they're going to get a large percentage of the vote. They know they're going to get it. And here in Georgia, you know, it definitely seems to lean, definitely on the country at least, the more rural areas, it leans right towards the Republicans. So they're trying to cement their, you know, their stronghold, right? They want to make sure that you remember who they are come November. They want you to remember that they got you constitutional carry this year while they sat on it for 3 years. It's a game that many people already know is being played on them, but many people don't. It's surprising. You'll talk to most people. They don't know that. They don't know that elections, how often people, you know, serve, how long their terms are. Most people don't know this stuff. Now, if you want to say it does not impact you or you're one of those people that just disregards it entirely, hey, more power to you, more power to you. But because this is a political-esque podcast at times and news and all that stuff, I'm definitely going to talk about it. So while they sat on this for 3 years, they're now trying to push it through because they are trying to play us, as I said earlier, for the fools. And I just want to point that out, and I want people to remember that this year if you're going to vote. These people think you're a fool. This ruling class thinks you're a fool. Prove otherwise. It's up to you to show them you're not. Now, how you choose to do so, I'm not going to tell you. I might make some suggestions later in the year, but I'm not going to tell you right now what you need to do to show these people you aren't a fool. But as we talked about in the previous segment, the ruling class and what they think of us. They think we're terrorists and they think we're fools. We have to prove otherwise to them. It may not have that much of an impact, but we can't prove what they're saying to be true, right? We have to prove otherwise. If they want to think you and I are fools, they want to think you and I are cowards and afraid, that's their mistake. That's our opportunity to take ground. For me personally, it was during the time of the lockdowns when I made the most moves. It's in times of chaos that we can find ourselves jumping ahead more easily. You can always find yourself jumping ahead, making ground. But it's times of despair, chaos, when things are a little unstable, that's when it's time to strike. That's when it's time to move and make advances in your life and your well-being. Because other people are scared, they're worried, they're stagnant. Now, whatever that may be for you, that may be learning a new skill, that may be learning a new language, that may be reading a book, that may be reconnecting with friends, that may be going to the gym, eating healthy, whatever that is for you. You need to always be improving yourself because the ruling class depends on you not doing so. The more stagnant you are, the stronger the ruling class is. The less you improve yourself, the stronger the ruling class becomes. Now, yes, there are times for breaks. We all have to take a break every once in a while, and I don't fault anybody for doing it. So if that just means maybe 30 minutes a week, putting some effort into learning a new skill, starting that side hustle, improving your human capital, which we've talked about several times before here. That's how you prove the ruling class wrong. You show them that you're not weak, you're not afraid, you're not dumb. You show them how strong you are. I mean, you guys, you have to understand, you start a side hustle. And let's say it's all under the table, right? And you make, just throwing a ballpark figure out there, right? Let's say you make $250 a month off this side hustle. That's pretty good change. And it's all under the table. That might be your groceries, tax-free. Is that life-changing? Maybe not life-changing, but that helps a lot. For a lot of people, that helps. Tax-free. That's doable. Because then that $250 will become $350, it'll become $450, it'll become $550, eventually it'll be $1,000 a month, tax-free. Then hopefully you're making another table, right? That the man, that the ruling class doesn't have their hands in. So let them think you're a fool. Let them think you're weak. Let them think you're afraid. Because the sad part of it is there are many people that are. They fit into that category. That's why they think that of most people. But don't be that person. Do not be that person. Be the strong, unafraid person. Be the intelligent person. The person that makes ground when others are conceding it. For me personally, the last 2.5 years have been my most successful. While people are terrified, scared to make moves, I've been doing nothing but taking ground. And I want you guys to do it too. And before I sign off this week, guys, I want to remind you again of the affiliate program that I am a part of. So once again, if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page next to the store tab, there is an affiliate tab. I want you to click on that affiliate tab and read all about it. But essentially what it is I am affiliated with Bluehost. Bluehost is the hosting company that hosts this website, blog, and podcast. It hosts it all. So if you sign up for your website through Bluehost, what I'm going to give you is free publicity. That's right. Free publicity here on the podcast, the blog, the Instagram, the Facebook page, the personal media, social media accounts. You're going to reach thousands of people with your new website if you sign up through Bluehost with my affiliate link. So not only are you going to get that free publicity, you're also going to get a discounted rate and a great service. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com, click on that affiliate tab, and check it out. And last note before I sign off, I want to remind you guys that I am on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and yes, finally, I am on Spotify. I'm on Spotify, guys. So you can find this on the three major platforms. It took a while to get on Spotify, but we're there. And we really thank you guys for the patience. But until next time, take care.